but it's really just an insane social experiment that's taking off like wildfire.
Wildfire might be an understatement. Who would have guessed taking an old game and moving it out into our streets, parks, plazas, and waterfronts would create such a frenzy? Using GPS data, the game places virtual creatures in familiar spots, about 150 characters you can capture, train, or trade.
It's changing people's lives and bringing people out who are sheltered into the real world to talk and mingle with one another.
Ben Plaza is a 33-year-old South Buffalo resident who was playing Pokemon Go at Canalside earlier this week. Ron Kazmierczak was also on this virtual safari.
I'm actually legally blind, so I've always been afraid to leave the house on my own, honestly. And this game has given me more incentive to kind of take that step forward.
But wait a minute. We're talking Pokemon here. Isn't this really, well, child's play?
A lot of people I've gotten under fire on my Twitter accounts for a lot of people saying that this is a kid's game and what are you doing playing it?
Meet a local man who set up a Twitter account to create a community where Pokemon Go diehards can share popular places and talk strategy. He calls himself Buffalo Pokemon or Ash Ketchum, a key character in the game. He says the demographic is anyone with a smartphone.
Obviously, it's going to appeal to the younger kids, but it's also appealing to the people in their mid-20s, late-20s, who grew up playing the original game. As long as people are enjoying it and doing what they want to do with it, I don't think it's a harm to anybody.
Nikki Walters of Buffalo has been busy since the game was launched a week ago.
There's actually has been a news article reread, 5 biggest locations to play Pokemon Go. This is one of them. The Buffalo Zoo is another place to be. Somebody was talking about Chippewa Street, too.
It's fun and games, but AAA and others are warning innocent play is creating dangerous distractions for many. Buffalo Police Lieutenant Jeff Rinaldo.
Wherever you're going, make sure you're paying attention to your surroundings. Walking and operating a cell phone is just as dangerous as driving and operating a cell phone. You could step out into traffic. You could step in front of a bicyclist. You could step in a hole.
Now, Ash won't deny there's a safety issue.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're playing a game, texting, or talking on your phone. It's going to be difficult to drive. And just because it's a game doesn't make it any more dangerous than texting or looking at your emails or watching a video or listening to music. It's all on your phone. And that's all in the same spectrum of you shouldn't be doing this while you're driving.
Local resident and Pokemon Go enthusiast Jackson Zimmerman says it's a matter of using your head.
I can absolutely see people that are careless, not caring, and hitting a motorcyclist maybe, or hitting just a pedestrian, or even pedestrians walking out in front of cars. But like I said, use discretion, just common sense.
Lieutenant Rinaldo says there's another possible danger.
There's been some incidences around the country of people being lured to certain areas with the game and then being robbed. So again, one of the things we stress is make sure if you are going to engage in this thing, you're doing it in public places, well-lit places, places that you're familiar with.
But getting out and about is a good thing, says Buffalo resident John Sebastiani.
I've actually been counting, I think, something like 15 miles I've walked and 20 miles I've biked since the game came out, making me be a lot more active.
Happy hunting. Brian Meyer, WBFO News.